Station 13. One of the greatest lessons our natural world can teach us is how the reality of some things are not as they appear at first glance. A stellar example of this can be found in a bird that has been known to frequent this area known as the indigo bunting, and specifically the male, which displays not just a shade of blue, but an ultramarine blue. And then, if you take but one step to the side, its color then changes to an olive blue. Take another step, and it looks like a blue shade of gray. But in fact, the feathers are actually black. Unlike some other birds whose feather color is produced by pigment, the bunting's blue appearance is the result of light being refracted by tiny components in the feather itself that work to bend and reflect back blue light like a prism. Another surprising trait with our friend is that although their bills are conical and designed for eating seeds, they can, and do, switch to insects when the need arises, in spite of how nature engineered them. Once the breeding season is over, male indigos will molt and take on a more brownish coat, as they no longer need to impress the ladies and fashionistas. Mother Nature, a bit concerned with how her juvenile males look when going out in public, does not allow the male to show off his colors until its second season. And, as he's out cruising around, it is the ever-practical female who handles the construction of the nest. And I will leave that entirely up to you as to whether you see any parallels to any human relationships you might know of. They are a typical size for a songbird, if not a bit on the stocky side, and enjoy areas where brushy, regenerating woody thickets meet open fields, places known as second-growth habitats. Power lines and railways are also places you're likely to find these birds. And as buntings stake out their territory, they can be quite strident about defending it. When it comes time for buntings to make more buntings, their habits can differ from other birds. Although they may be the dandy posers of the ornithological world, these stocky lads are really the strong silent type, and they tend to refrain from singing while courting in the earlier months. But when July rolls around and everyone else has quieted their songs, he will at last take to the stage, and a beautiful song it is. Songs are also regional, and if you travel but a short distance down the road, you will hear a completely different melody from other buntings. I guess we're not the only ones with regional musical tastes. Male indigo buntings are jealous and quickly confront other males who they deem a threat. They may be paired during breeding season, but the relationship often only lasts until the end of incubation, and more compatible partners are oftentimes found for the next stage of adulthood. When the eggs hatch, the chicks are altricial, which is another way of saying they are helpless and featherless. Between the day of their birth and their final flight, they will have to be on guard for opossums, foxes, blue jays, snakes, and raccoons. But once they reach adulthood, they have a particular ability to withstand the top heat of the summer sun that normally drives other birds to shaded areas. Just like people, hardiness in birds can be defined in many ways. Indigo buntings will migrate all the way to Mexico and the Caribbean, a flight not for the faint at heart. But what is really remarkable is that they make the trip at night, using their visual contact with the stars to internally navigate their trajectory. So with any luck, if you time it right, we hope that you get the chance to see this truly wonderful addition to our ecosystem.